The Girl Banker Podcast is produced by Talk Business and Politics and the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal and sponsored by Grand Savings Bank.
Hey there, I'm Natalie Bartholomew, Chief Administrative Officer of Grand Savings Bank and owner-author of the Girl Banker blog. Welcome to the Girl Banker Podcast series. In every episode of the Girl Banker Podcast, I'll sit down with guests who are accomplishing incredible achievements in their own respective fields. These women inspire me, and I hope that they inspire you as well. In today's segment, I'm joined by Kirsten Blowers Moorman, owner and buyer of ShopRiffRaff.com, RiffRaff Fayetteville, and City Supply. We drill down into the basics of what it's like to be a young female entrepreneur, some hard lessons learned early, and the potential for what's to come. Well, Kirsten, we're so happy to have you here today on the Girl Banker Podcast. Yay! And for listeners that are watching, listening, whatever they're doing with this podcast, they're probably like, well, Kirsten is this badass small business owner. She's not a banker. Why is she on this podcast? And I want to say that I've always recognized you, one, as a marketing genius.
Thank you.
So I've learned a lot from you over the years. We're both Kappas, so we've got that.
Sisters.
Yes. And I just think that from an entrepreneurial perspective, you have just changed the landscape, especially in Northwest Arkansas, the way retail looks. And so I think you have a lot to offer. You have a really cool story.
Thank you.
I just wanted you to be here today to kind of tell us about that. So yes, tell us your title. We were just saying Chief Everything Officer,
right?
Small business owner.
Yes. I am the owner. So buyer, putter, outer.
Yes.
However you
want
to say that. Owner, buyer, accounts receivable, a little bit of HR, but we were just talking about how people have been saying chief everything officer or CEO of, and I was reflecting on that the other day, and it kind of bugged me a little bit if people say CEO of and their small business, because it's almost diminishing the value of just being a small business owner.
Right.
Because that itself is so hard.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. Especially this day and age where you've got Amazon,
right?
You know, all these really big companies to compete with on a social landscape.
Yeah.
So I'm a small business owner.
Yes, of ShopRiffRaff.com.
The boutique on the square, RiffRaff Fayetteville. I have two wholesale companies, Charlie Southern and Friday and Saturday, they have t-shirt lines. And then my husband and I have a store in the square also next to RiffRaff called City Supply.
Yes, yes. Such a fun, and then they both, for if anyone has been living under a rock for the last 10 years and hasn't heard about these stores, shame on them.
Sweet, thank you.
But you just have really, I think, changed the way that a small business operates in this area. And one of the coolest things that I think you did early on is that you recognize the need to be on social media.
Yes.
And as a banker, and kind of what I've done with my platform is I've utilized that a lot, and it scares people. Some people are afraid of it, but I'm sure you would agree that it was a game changer for you. So tell me about the moment or the epiphany that you had in those early days when you're like, you know what, I can have this storefront, but I can start also putting things on Facebook. Like,
right.
how did that come to fruition?
Well, first of all, so I started RiffRaff as a senior in college. I was 21, and I didn't have any money. And at the time, this is 2009, Facebook was free.
Yeah.
Still is.
And that's changed too.
Right.
Yeah.
But at the time, it's free. And so instead of paying thousands of dollars for a print publication in Northwest Arkansas for a square ad that people might not even look at,
right,
I could get on Facebook every single day and post what's new,
yeah,
and it's free advertising. And back in 2009, it had the grapevine effect where if you like something, I see it because I'm friends with you, and I feel like we've lost that a little bit with Facebook.
It has.
But
that's sad.
I know. but it was crucial for us. And so the funny thing with how that all started was I had a friend in college who lived in South Arkansas, and we had just started picking up clothing at RiffRaff. And she messaged me, and she was like, I have a wedding this weekend. Do you have anything I can wear? And I took my sales associate, and I was like, throw these three dresses on. They're brand new.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
send a picture of them to my friend. Maybe she'll want one. So I did that. And she wrote back, she was like, love it, I need this in a size medium. If I give you my credit card, can you run over the phone? And I thought, yeah, I can do that. I've never thought about that.
Yeah.
So I processed it, took it to the post office, shipped it to her. She got it and she wore it. And it wasn't a seamless process at the time, but I was like, I could do this.
Right.
I can figure this out.
The light bulb kind of went off. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like there's a bigger picture here.
Right.
So our little team started taking pictures every day of new arrivals that came in. We would put them on Facebook at 6 o'clock at night, and I would just put them out there and then go home, do my thing, or I wouldn't actually go home. I'd probably sit at my desk and work until midnight.
Right.
And then at 10 a.m. come in, probably earlier than that, but we opened at 10, and check Facebook, and it would say, Jane wants this in a size small, run and ship, because we had her information on file.
Yes.
And then Jane's friends saw that, and they wanted it too. Or they didn't want to say on Facebook that they wanted it, so they came into the store the next day, or they called us.
So it had a domino effect.
Yes. Loved it. And so that's kind of how we started the process of getting into shoproofraff.com, because I guess this was early 2000. I started in 2009, introduced clubbing in 2012, started the Facebook process. Very quickly, other people caught on, other boutiques, the run and ship process.
Yes.
I feel like we coined that.
I feel like you did too. I'll support you in that.
Okay,
you were the first one that I remember doing it, yes.
But then in May of 2012, Facebook changed their algorithm and introduced Facebook pages for business. And so they capped how many friends you can have, and for a business that was growing rapidly, that sucked.
Did you feel like you kind of had to start over on the social front?
I feel like I've had to start over lots of times.
Yes, because they all change constantly.
Yes. Always catching up to a new algorithm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always guessing.
So with Facebook being kind of the annoying thing that it can be, what's your favorite platform?
Oh, Instagram.
Yeah. I mean,
absolutely.
Hands down.
I'm
agree.
A visual person.
Yes.
Yes. And the introduction of stories.
Right.
Like at first that was so intimidating. Like, what do you even put on
They're
a
trying
story?
To be Snapchat.
Yes, exactly.
What are they doing? Yes.
Right. And now I don't even get on Snapchat.
No. I feel like they took it over.
Yeah. They did a good job.
Yes.
But there's always a learning curve with it.
Right.
And so we've come across that mountain so many times now in the social landscape. That was fun, mountain landscape.
Yes. that was a great visual as well.
Yeah.
Well played.
That, you know, you kind of grow accustomed to knowing we can jump over this.
Right.
We can learn this.
Right.
We can keep evolving.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where we're at now.
That's so cool. And you know, I feel like there's probably a lot of people all over the country because your boundaries aren't just the geographical Northwest Arkansas for that matter. You now are maybe even worldwide. Like, have you shipped overseas?
Oh,
that's
definitely.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. And social's allowed you to do that, and so has the online piece.
And it's funny you say that because we have this conversation in our office. We have Monday meetings. Mm-hmm. We all get together, and we have a group think atmosphere, and we talk about this often. Yes, we cater to a national, sometimes worldwide audience, but we have to stay authentic to where we're at. And what makes us different is that we're in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and we're in the Ozarks, and we like to go to the lake.
Yes.
And we like to go to Razorback games.
Yes.
And so we can't act like we go to music festivals in California because we don't.
Right.
And so that's how we stay true to our customer base, but in turn it grows because we're different.
And
we're
people love that authenticity.
I hope so.
Yeah. I mean, I think it clearly has done well for you. And that's really a great segue into another question I had for you in terms of you've always been a huge advocate for supporting women and hiring women.
Yeah.
You say you have your Monday morning meetings, and I'm sure you've been able to see some of your team members that have been with you from the get-go that have grown and have been cultivated as a result of that. But even beyond that, you support other women-owned businesses and you collaborate with them. And even if they're not women-owned, they're small businesses in the area. Talk a little bit about how that's kind of shaped and formed you as a business owner and maybe even how it's helped your business.
Right. I think, you know, being authentic, supporting women is authentic to me. It's not something that I've tried to force myself
just
into.
Naturally.
Right. And it's not something that, like, that's going to be my platform.
Right.
It's just something that I stepped back from one day and I was like, oh, I'm openly supporting women in business, and
this is my jam.
Like you said.
Yes.
And I think that came from a sense of starting this business really young.
Yeah.
Having doubters and overcoming them and proving to them, I think I'm doing a good job here. And I couldn't do it by myself. I have to have a team.
Yeah.
You can't do everything by yourself. You can do anything, but you can't do everything.
You can't be everything to everybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so we've grown a really incredible team. And like you said, I've had girls who started with me when they were sophomore. Actually, I have Alex who started with me when she was in high school.
Yes.
And now she is our branding and creative director. And she's amazing.
Yeah.
So everything you see on Instagram is curated by her. All emails are curated by her. Photo shoots, all that. And so, you know, she's 26 now. And we have Adrian, who's our store manager, who started like unpacking boxes and throwing trash away, is now our store manager, and she's actually pregnant. And so it's funny how I've seen her evolve from
Was that announced yesterday, maybe?
Announced yesterday,
I saw it,
so
yes.
I'm free to say it now.
Yes.
I've been holding on to it. But, you know, I've seen these girls grow into women and wives and mothers. And so it's... Life is fun, and it's got a lot of ups and downs, and to be together and go through it together, and we're not just employees that show up.
Right.
You know, we have personal lives, and we're all invested in each other, and we know each other's worth.
Right.
And we
Well, life is too short to really work. I mean, work is part of it, but
right.
if you love what you're doing,
yes.
you're not technically working.
Yes.
And so you kind of touched on the next thing that I was going to talk to you about, and something that you advocate a lot in your stories. I know that you've been doing a workout boot camp with a friend, and I think Alex had like an art show, and you went to that. But a mantra that you have expressed is that you show up for your friends. Mm-hmm. And that really spoke to me. I kind of was like, have I shown up for my friends? I wouldn't be where I'm at today if I didn't have friends showing up for me. So talk about that and how impactful that's been for you.
So it's kind of funny. I kind of fell into it. And it's only been in the past year and a half or 2 years that I've kind of been like, I had the same thought process of, well, let me back up. You put so much energy into creating events or creating celebrations, and it's a lot of work. And then do people show up? Is it worth it?
Yeah.
And so I wanted to turn that around. I wanted to be the person that always showed up.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. It could be a phone call or a text message, a wedding in Mexico. My friend Lindsay started a boot camp for working out, and I don't work out. That's not my thing. I like to sleep in.
Same.
But I wanted to show up for it.
Yeah.
I wanted to show up for it, and it has turned my life around. I've never been on a more healthy mental state because I've been working out with her. And so you never know what you're going to gain from showing up. But
right.
like you said, in life, all we have is relationships.
Sure.
And so you're doing yourself a service by investing in them.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt at all. Something else that you mentioned a moment ago, and I've encountered this a tad, and I'm not thick-skinned, so when you have doubters, you have haters, or you have people that are super critical of something that's passionate to you or that you're passionate about or that you love and you've worked hard on, it really sucks.
It sucks.
It's not
awful.
Easy. So tell me about some situations where you've grown as a result of having that criticism or the unsolicited feedback from unqualified people.
Right. I watched your stories last night about that, and I get that kind of feedback from people every day. And I have for the past 10 years.
Every day?
Every day there's something. There's an email that comes into us telling us how bad of a company we are. You know, there's a comment on Instagram, we should be doing this better. But it still sucks. Like 10, 12 years into this, it still sucks.
Right.
I just feel like I've developed a thicker skin, and I'm able to put it in a box and say they're having a bad day, or they don't know the full story and that's on them.
Yeah.
I'm able to kind of step away from it now, and I think that, like I said, has just come from years of having to coach myself
right.
through it. It's hard.
And grow as a result.
Yes.
It's not easy.
One of my favorite things to remember, and it's only come to me in the past couple years, is what people have to say about you is none of your business.
Yes.
Right? And it's, you have to remember that.
And when you hear it that way, it's like, duh.
I know.
Of course it's not my business.
I know. And it's easy to, you know, talk to your friend and be like, don't let them get to you. But it's going to get to you.
Right.
You know? I was even talking to my husband the other day of like, you know, I always try to tell myself now, get a good night's sleep in before responding to anyone or acting on anything.
Right.
but I'm still going to think about it all day long, and it's still going to upset me, and it's still going to anger me.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's just, you know, reviews or emails or just comments. People love to hide behind a computer screen.
It's easy. It's easy to do that.
It's cowardly.
But it takes courage to do what you've done and how you've grown your business and how you've become just this incredible, I think it's an influencer thing too. I think that's really cool
that's
how you're
fun,
using
yeah.
that in your job. But I think you're cultivating a lot of women as a result of what you're doing. And I'm just so thankful that you were here today. I have one last thing that I think we've got to talk about. You've added mom to your title in the last year. And that changes things up dramatically. And it's been so fun to kind of watch her grow and be a part of your business with you and Chase.
Yeah.
And so talk about how that's rocked your world.
Two different directions. Balance. The first couple months, it was a shock to my system of, oh, I can't keep going 24/7. This little nugget controls my life. I've got to figure out a way, because I couldn't stop working. I just had to figure out a different way to do it.
Yeah.
And after 10 years of doing the same thing the same way, it was really hard for me to have that mental shift.
Yeah.
I think I'm there now. And I think a lot of that came from giving myself some grace.
Yes.
And prioritizing. It's early.
Yes.
But also, I think she and the whole mothering aspect has taught me the important things, like showing up for your friends.
Right.
10 years from now, the bad review that comes in isn't even gonna, that's not even gonna worry me a week from now.
Right.
But being there for my friends and showing up for her every single day is.
And that's what matters.
Yeah. And even with employees, showing up for your employees, like if they have, if they're, you know, up to their knee or shoulders in work, show up, make it, you know, invest and help them out. And
well,
and that's all seasonal.
That's a lot of responsibility. You have a lot of people that are reporting to you, and their happiness is somewhat your responsibility.
Right.
But you're clearly creating such a fun space for them to grow. And it's been really fun to watch this over the last several years. I feel like I've been there since the get-go.
Oh, you have.
And
yeah.
It's been really fun. I'm a huge fan. And thank you so much for coming in today.
Yes, of course.
And doing this kind
of thank you for having me. It was
crazy
wonderful.
Thing that we're doing in
no,
here
I
today.
I love it.
Well, I'm here for you. I'm excited to see what the next 10 to 15 years have in store for you. I know it's going to be huge, whatever it is. So
we'll see.
Yes. Well, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it.
That was Kirsten Blowers Mormon, owner and buyer of ShopRiffRaff.com, RiffRaff Fayetteville, and City Supply. Be sure to follow her and her stores on Instagram and online at ShopRiffRaff.com. That's all for this podcast of The Girl Banker. But you can catch fresh content regularly at thegirlbanker.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. I'm Natalie Bartholomew. I'll see you next time.
The Girl Banker podcast is produced by Talk Business and Politics and the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal and sponsored by Grand Savings Bank.